Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. We are in the month of love. Yes. Shout out to, of course, White Glove Moving and Storage. It's White Glove Love Month all February long. And there's a lot to celebrate, a lot to explore, a lot to do. And, of course, a lot of planting of seeds for things that are up and coming, because before we know it, February being a shorter month, it will be here, then it will be gone. It is the nature of life, and so it goes, especially during peak season here in the Treasure Coast. White Glove Moving and Storage, of course, here for all your heavy lifting, one piece or many across the street, state, or country. Interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. We would love to be the movers that help you with any of your spring cleaning, your renovations, or a full pack and move, whether it's a senior in your life, you're upsizing, you're downsizing, or perhaps you're just looking to enhance the home that you already have. You need things up and out to get to task. Now, one of my favorite things about some of our sponsors is that they go out of their way to ensure that people look their best and fit in with themes. So True Color Salon, headquartered in Vero, yes, it's on Old Dixie, the largest salon in the Treasure Coast, more than 6,000 square feet. They have a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So whether you're trying a new style or a new color or cut, they can ensure that if you, for whatever reason, want it tweaked, that they do so, so that you're really happy and satisfied. They have weekend and evening hours. They have massage and skincare packages, nails. Yet the bulk of their business is, of course, hair. And who doesn't love theming up their hairstyle with an upcoming event? True Colors can help you with that, no matter your budget. And so now let's delve into the event, right? Mm. How about a night in Vegas, like 50 style? Can you imagine the bouffant, huh? Some of the hair accessories? Well, here in the studio, I'm so excited to introduce everyone to Chris Chihorik. He is our chair for the board of directors at the Sunrise Theater Foundation. Now, this is something that is separate from Sunrise Theater itself, and we're going to learn all about it, as well as their upcoming event that is set for Saturday, March 1st. We are going to blink, and it will be here. So, Chris, my friend, yes. Tell us a little bit about the Sunrise Theater Foundation. Who you are, what you do.
Perfect. Well, thank you for inviting me here.
Of course.
What a great studio this is. It's a long way from when I studied radio in college.
Moving on up.
It sure is. So anyway, back to more important things. So yeah, I represent the Sunrise Theater Foundation, and we are a separate 501c3 nonprofit organization that supports activities in and around the theater. We are totally separate. We don't answer to the theater. We don't answer to the city of Fort Pierce. We provide services to primarily children of the Treasure Coast.
Exciting. So let's break that down a little bit for our listeners, because we stretch from Sebastian to Stewart, and we want everyone to wrap their brain around this. So the beautiful Sunrise Theater is located in the heart of downtown Fort Pierce.
Mm-hmm. Historic theater. Beautiful.
And just a couple years back, the theater and the city itself celebrated a centennial.
That's correct, along with the police department.
You need all these things to establish a community. You need law, you need theater, and then, of course, the footprint. So now, fast forward, the theater is, in fact, owned by the city.
Correct.
And you all serve to help with the children's activities. Give us some examples. This is exciting.
It is. We have a couple of different programs that we support that we bring kids into the theater, not only to see regularly scheduled programs, but also educational. And we'll get to that. So we have a Happy and Hopeful ticket program where we actually give tickets away to regularly scheduled shows at the Sunrise Theater. They come with their parents, their chaperones, and they enjoy the evening on us. And these are kids that we target that may not have that opportunity to get to see the living arts. That's right. Our mission. We want to make sure that kids are rounded out. You know, it's no great deep dark secrets that when budget comes around and cuts need to be made, you know, school systems always go after arts and sports.
True.
So we're here to augment that, especially to, like I said, to children who may not have that financial opportunity. We provide that for them.
Very exciting. And what I thought was great as we were off the air earlier, not only do you provide those opportunities, you ensure that they're able to get to and fro.
Correct. Now, here's my second program. Our second program is a transportation program. What we do is we work with primarily the St. Lucie County School District, but we have had kids from Sebastian and from Stewart, Martin and Indian counties. The theater produces a educational show during the day. Mm. School districts don't have the budget to transport those students from school to the theater. We pay for that.
Wow.
And on a typical year, you know, we'll provide those services to shows 4 or 5 times during the year, during the school year.
Very nice.
And these are educational programs. What we do is, you know, we typically these are educators, but they have a side hustle.
They do it in a fun and fanciful way.
They do. You know, magicians and actors and singers. So they produce these shows and they trick kids into learning.
I love this.
It's cool.
It's way cool. Like sneaking vegetables into their main dish.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Chris, I love this. So beyond this, the programming throughout the year, you also help supplement those that show interest throughout the St. Lucie school system to be able to benefit from camp programs.
Correct. So we've been working with the theater for a number of years. Yeah, for their summer theater camp. And we're in a really good spot right now because, we partner with the Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County, and we provide base funding for the summer theater camp. We also, through our fundraising activities and through our very, very generous sponsors and benefactors, we provide scholarships, once again, targeting to kids who may not have that financial wherewithal to attend a summer camp, and especially a theater camp, which is kind of different than any other camp. It's different than, you know, going swimming and playing baseball. There's a lot of benefits, and that's what we like.
Like being inside in the air conditioning, smart kids. I'm just kidding.
No, there's a lot to be said about that. And we trick them because they learn how to read. See, they're reading during the summer. See, we're tricking them again.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Learning lines and plays.
Exactly.
I getcha.
And then, you know, they're interacting with each other, and they really walk away from the program with a lot of great life skills.
Fabulous, fabulous. So that is a large portion of what the Sunrise Theater Foundation does, established back in 2008. More recently, though, you've helped even with some of the capital projects for the theater.
Right. Exactly. So over the last 4 years, we've been really, really good at producing really interesting fundraisers, not just something that somebody pays a ticket price and they have dinner and drinks and then they dance a little bit and then they go home. We are really, really good at providing really sharp entertainment.
No doubt.
And it's a blast. So that's how we provide our base funding. And we have a ton of very, very generous people in St. Lucie County, in Fort Pierce in particular. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good. You know, we support the businesses downtown. They support us. It's a great mix.
It's
really
a win-win. Yeah. Well, let's highlight a couple of those projects, and then I want to highlight this upcoming event because we want to make sure that all the girls have a chance to look their best, fit in with theme, and procure their tickets.
That's it.
From a safety perspective, we recently installed a new railing, right? So that's really wonderful.
Yep. So we call that project the Stairway to Heaven.
I love it.
Right? So it is an organic thing. You know, one of the volunteer ushers, Tony Lala, said, you know, I noticed that there's a lot of our customers may have safety issues navigating those stairways. And if you're familiar with the theater, it's a grand stairway. So we said, good, we'll take that on as a project, one of our first capital projects. And we reached out to some of our friends, some of our donors, and said, this is what we'd like to do. Can you help us? And they did. And not only that, they took it upon themselves and made some phone calls for us and said, hey, can you help with this project? So the project itself is dedicated, that particular project is dedicated to the former executive producer of the theater, John Wilkes.
So touching. Mm-hmm. I love that. Now, of course, a lot of the performers that come to Sunrise Theater have technology as a component to their performances.
Correct.
It adds elements, right? I mean, like you said, it's the living arts and there's so many aspects to it.
Right.
And so you've been able to, as the foundation, also help relieve a large burden from the Sunrise Theater itself for these ongoing productions.
Correct. And, you know, the theater came to us with another wish list. And this wish list was, you know, we have this old broken down projector that's old technology. It's probably 10 or 15 years old. Can you help us? He said, yeah, sure. So, you know, we worked closely together with them. We acquired a state-of-the-art digital projector for the theater to use. And artists that come through the theater these days kind of expect that. You know, you see that background when you walk into the theater and you're seeing the performer do his or her thing.
Yeah.
You kind of take that for granted. But, you know, with this digital projector, it really enhances the whole experience. Now, one of the things, the real important thing here is that when artists demand that in the past, the theater would have to go out and rent that equipment to the tune of about $7,000 a night.
Oh, that is quite steep.
It is. And, you know, with the, everyone's budget is so tight and the, you know, the theater itself is really struggling to maintain profitability, we saw an opportunity here to contribute to the bottom line. So we estimate that we saved the theater about $100,000 since that equipment's been installed during this past fall.
That is incredible. Bravo.
We're very, very proud of that fact. And this way, you know, then the theater can become more profitable, direct some of those dollars to other areas to enhance the user experience. So
well,
it's kind of cool.
So, Chris, let's go ahead then and highlight, because it sounds like we need to replenish our funds so that we can continue to work on those various capital projects and programming that's geared for the children, that they can benefit from these educational programs and summer camps, as well as ensuring that they're able to get there and back safely. Mm-hmm. So on Saturday, March 1st, we're doing a Vegas night.
We are.
And like you said, it's not just traditional dinner, dance, and off you go.
Oh, no.
Tell me more.
Well, first of all, we encourage everybody to dress the part.
Yeah.
You want to come up dressed as you would if you were in Las Vegas in 1950.
Like,
so keep
swanky.
That in mind.
I'll swanky.
Yeah, exactly. Think of the Rat Pack.
For sure.
You know, tuxedos, bow ties, ladies dressed in gowns. So what we have planned is we have a really nice sit-down dinner. It's going to be at the Pelican Yacht Club in Fort Pierce, which is
beautiful venue.
First time we're doing that. It's gorgeous. I love
going
there.
And freshly remodeled.
They spent a lot of money. It's a great place. Yeah. We love it. So they've been really, really nice with us. We're working really cool together. So we're going to have a full sit-down dinner, which we've never done before, haven't done in a long time. And then we're going to have some great entertainment. My old buddy, Al Shakira from Yonkers, he's bringing his band Sea Win in to entertain the guests during the show. We also have, of course, our local comedics, Casey and Spaz.
We love some Casey and Spaz. Fellow Michiganders.
Boo-boo. I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you bet. So we have them coming in doing some comedy. And our headliner for the evening is another local guy, Steve Zimmerman from Vero Beach.
Right on.
Yes. He's a great, funny comedian. He does audience interaction. He's a tap dancer. He's a great guy.
So he, too, We'll enjoy a great meal and then burn some calories while entertaining on
making
the stage.
You laugh.
I love it.
Right. Now, in the other room, we're going to have a casino set up and running all night long. I'm sorry, can't say casino. Gaming tables.
Right. For all that funny money.
And we're going to have a great old time there, having some games, some blackjack and poker and roulette and all that kind of fun stuff. And it's all for charity. And we also have a silent auction going on where we have guitars and microphones and other memorabilia signed by some of the artists that have come through the theater this past season.
Well, how unique and special is that?
It's great.
Right? An interesting offering for your guests.
The artists are very, very generous with them. You know, I met Jay Leno when he was through.
Oh, very cool.
It was very cool, and he signed a bunch of stuff for us, and it was great. Raised a lot of money.
So our ticket prices there at the Pelican Yacht Club from 6 to 11 on Saturday, March 1st, very economical for all you're getting. My goodness.
Yeah.
Right? And so just $125, and they can buy the tickets where?
So I'm going to make you a special offer.
Oh, tell me more,
An
Chris.
Offer you can't refuse, and to all your listeners.
Yes.
So tickets are $125 each. You can go to sunrisetheater.com, or you can go to sunrisetheaterfoundation.com. You should go there anyway to find out all of the great stuff that we do.
Yeah.
But you can get tickets at both places. Now, if you buy two tickets, we're going to discount the second ticket if you use the promo code CYBER24.
Okay.
CYBER24. And you're going to get $25 off your second ticket.
Bonus.
Exactly. But you got to be sharp.
You got to be sharp, and you got to use the code, again, CYBER24. You're not going to want to miss this. It's themed. It's going to be fun. There's going to be entertainment, great food, great views, and all for a great mission. And to think that that centennial transpired in what year?
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So we're 102 years of theater tradition.
Right.
That you get to be able to know that you are helping to support and be a part of. That's pretty special.
Yeah. I'm personally really, really proud to give back to the community where I live.
Yeah.
I did this up in my old home in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a natural thing for me now.
Right.
So, and now being retired, I have a lot more time and energy.
You say that, yet I feel like it's likely that this board takes up a lot of your valuable time, and for all the right reasons, of course. Mm-hmm. And one quick thought, just as I was considering this funny money. So then what happens with the funny money?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
So when you cash in your chips at the end of the evening, uh-huh. we give you raffle tickets.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. And we have, we're going to have baskets of alcohol and beauty aids and gift certificates to restaurants, local restaurants.
Oh, fun.
And all kinds of stuff. But, you know, you have to.
And the more you play, the more tickets you get, likely.
Right.
And then the more chances to win these various raffle items.
Right.
I dig it.
Yeah,
I dig
it's great.
It. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, I am chatting with Chris Chahorik. He is our chair for the board of directors at the Sunrise Theater Foundation. We're highlighting the good work they do to benefit the Sunrise Theater owned by the city of Fort Pierce. And of course, their upcoming event, A Night in Vegas, 50s style, that is set for Saturday, March 1st. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Create your island paradise at Sunshine Furniture during our winter sale event. Save 50% on all Tommy Bahama and Lexington, including the newest collection, Key Biscayne. Living room, dining room, occasional chairs, office, and media furniture with sophisticated design and a mix of coastal and Caribbean style, all Tommy Bahama and Lexington offer everything you need for your Florida living. We have the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture from Four Seasons, Capri, Universal, Riverside, Hooker, Seawinds, Barca Lounger, Best, and lots more. At Sunshine Furniture, we're the outdoor furniture experts specializing in patio sets that withstand the Florida elements, and we have a gallery of Berlin Garden and Pollywood. Come in now for the best prices of the year. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach. Don't miss the 50% off winter sale on Tommy Bahama and Lexington going on now. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com and visit our outlet store directly across the street.
Hello, it's John Bona, and it's that time of year. It's time for the 21st Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast. We're looking forward to seeing you Thursday morning, February 13th, 7:30 to 9:30, inside a big tent at Riverside Park. Come and hear American legend Pat Boone, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, and Michelle Bachman.
Tickets and sponsorships are available at VeroBeachPrayerBreakfast.com. That's VeroBeachPrayerBreakfast.com.
Hey, you! Host your very own show every week at Evergreen Media Network in Vero Beach. Go live to YouTube and Facebook with up to 4 people and your very own producer. Be heard on more than 15 podcast platforms and local radio. All you have to do is show up and talk. Your guests can join from anywhere in the world. It's easy to get started with the largest podcast studio on the Treasure Coast. Contact Evergreen Media to tour the studio.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
All right, friends, the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. Shout out to Foxy Nails, 2 locations. If you want to look foxified, it lasts for weeks. The price is great. Theme it up with the holiday. My Valentine's nails are on point. Also, special thank you to Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy. These ladies know how to get the deal done. Whether you're upsizing, downsizing, first-time home buyer, veteran, they have a product for you, ensuring that you also get the American dream of home ownership. We're here in the studio with Chris Jehorek. He is our chair for the board of directors at the Sunrise Theater Foundation. We have an upcoming event, A Night in Vegas. You have a special promotion, so yes, folks can take advantage of this. It's Saturday, March 1st. It's only $125. A ticket includes comedy, dinner, casino. But if you buy 2 tickets, what happens?
And you use Cyber24 on the website, you get a $25 discount on the second ticket.
I love that. And additionally, so much of what the foundation does is geared towards the children. Mm-hmm. And you all are putting forth a special benefit that's going to be on February 16th that's going to allow these high school choral groups to perform. And it's free for people to come. Mm-hmm. We just need donations.
That's it. You come to the First United Methodist Church at Fort Pierce, and you get to listen to an afternoon of music from the Fort Pierce Central and Lincoln Park Academy.
And then all those dollars are going to go directly back to those two groups so they can compete.
Yeah, it's like a travel around. And, you know, we're putting this together. It's another first for us. We've never done it before, but there's a lot of stuff that we haven't done, and we have great plans.
I adore it. Once again, the Sunrise Theater Foundation, they have an upcoming event, A Night in Vegas, 50s style, 6 to 11 at the Pelican Yacht Club. Don't miss your opportunity to be there or even potentially sponsor.
Oh, we could still sponsor. Don't forget. Go to SunriseTheaterFoundation.com. Go to the sponsorship page and you can learn how to be a sponsor.
We look forward to that. Chris, thank you so much for the good work you do. Ladies and gentlemen, visit us online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Cheers.